436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got Independence Day coming up tomorrow. A lot of us are going to be enjoying some time with family and friends. Heidi and I are headed down to Chesterfield. Hanging out with our friends, the Morrisseys, down there. It's kind of become an Independence Day tradition, which is wonderful. And get to see some of Emily Morrissey's Special Olympics gold medals. Four of them she has. I mean, she's a superstar. She really is. Excited about that. This evening, I'm asking everybody to head on down to Westchester Commons. You know, I'm part of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We are trying to raise $100,000 to celebrate the 10th anniversary of our father figure event. And we have a number of different things going on right up through August when we're going to do the big event over at the Robbins Center at U of R. So this evening, Westchester Commons, one of the guys on my team, Mark Bowen, has put this together, a giant concert, and we need your help. So 5:30 is when it all kicks off at Westchester Commons. Great, great evening there, and supporting Team Katz as we work hard to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I love people who help. You know that. That's kind of my thing, and I am a big, big fan of the platform Give, Send, Go. These are such good people that set it all up to begin with, and such wonderful people who avail themselves of it. Heather Wilson is one of the co-founders, and what I didn't realize, and I'm reading this, it has to be wrong. Entrepreneur, yeah, I knew that. A wife, yeah, I knew that. But mom to six, that I didn't know. Heather, good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Well, I am fine, but not nearly as busy as I would imagine you are.
Yes, life is definitely an adventure these days.
Goodness gracious, six of them. Well, God bless you. That's a wonderful thing. You and Give, Send, Go have been such a blessing to so many of us, helping people and giving people platforms to help great causes. But you've got some interesting observations, a really practical perspective. This day and age, there's a lot of stuff that's scary for little kids, especially. My kids are older, so I think I've kind of forgotten about a lot of this. But you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in a world where media is just constantly blaring in our kids' face, first I say shut off the media. Don't let your kids be on it all day. Yeah. But if you do, or if they hear about it, like, there are conversations you need to have with your children. And often as parents, we're like, how much, when, like, how do we navigate that? It can be a hard thing when your kids come home from school or from just even the neighborhood and say, oh, are we going to war? Or taxes or whatever, you know, they hear little pieces of it. And so as a mom, especially as a mom that owns and runs Give, Send, Go, where there's lots of stories all the time, we talk often about, we're not going to hide the truth from you, but we're not going to hand them the weight of the world either. Okay. You know, we want our kids to see the headlines, but they need to see it through the filter of hope. And on Give, Send, Go, that's what we do. We say there's hard things happening, but we're going to share hope with people. And so as I talk with my children, those are the same principles I use in my own family. Like, we can talk about the hard things happen. What's our response? How do we react properly? How do we rely on God during these times and things like that? And so, you know, our goal isn't to make them feel afraid or not afraid. It's to equip them to respond with the right amount of compassion and faith and care.
That's one of the important things. Let me remind everybody that Heather Wilson is joining us, co-founder of Give, Send, Go. That's one of the things. I mean, just in the space of a couple of seconds here, Heather, you've referenced faith in God. It's the grounding for many of us, and it just provides some more even footing, right, when you're trying to address some of these big issues.
Yeah, it does, because our world tells us that there's no truth. Like, everything's just depending on how you feel today. And I don't believe that. I believe there's a God who is truth. And so when you have that firm foundation, it makes traveling life with children a little bit easier. The hard still is there. You can't take that away, but you have a foundation that you can build on. And so that, again, it ties right back into Give, Send, Go and what we do over there. Yes, we're fundraising for everybody. We believe freedom. We're not going to censor you. We're going to be principled. But with that, we're also going to let you know you're not alone in this, whatever you're going through. And I think that's the type of children I want to be raising as well. Kids that look at hard situations and go, listen, how can I let this person know they're not alone? How can I step in and be a little bit of hope in this world that sometimes can feel really dark?
Tell me about how your kids view Give, Send, Go. I look at Give, Send, Go. I'm a fully formed adult and have been through one or two things in my life, and I read some of the stories, and I'm thinking, oh, good Lord, I want to help everybody. And I can't help everybody, but I want to, you know, I find somebody that I connect with or something like that. But how about for the little people in your house? Do they look at these stories, or do you say, hey, I want you to know about, Mary in Montgomery, and take a look at what her family's going through?
Yeah, I actually think that's a great way to help your kids develop empathy, is take a look on Give, Send, Go and then see that our life, you not being able to go watch TV for an hour or not get the snack you want, is really nothing hard, right? Often we can shelter our kids so much that they don't actually understand that the world isn't just what they see, even in America, right? Like, we live such a blessed life, even the worst off. And so often it's, hey, there's this campaign. We should be praying for this family. Like, they just lost their daughter in a car accident, you know, and things like that that are hard. But it makes our kids understand. We actually have something we call the Giver Army, which is our crowd for the crowdless. People go on, they join the Giver Army, and all it is they're saying, I will give a recurring donation every month to a category of my choice. And it gets pooled with everybody else in that category and goes on to Give, Send, Go and finds campaigns that are struggling to make ends meet, and it gets dispersed to them. So for your $5, it gets pooled with everybody else's $5, $10, $20, and now you have hundreds of dollars being the crowd for the crowdless. And I tell parents, you and your kids, like, become part of the Giver Army and start looking for campaigns and praying over campaigns and spending time going, how can we find something that maybe your kid's into, being a firefighter. And so you look at some firefighter campaigns or maybe adoption. Maybe your family's wanting to adopt. So I think having open conversations with your kids. But again, you don't want to hand them the world or make them afraid. Right. That is not the point.
That's right. What about the extra dollop of difficulty? Because summertime, kids are not necessarily in school. Maybe they go to camp. Maybe they're hanging. Or, you know, it's just X number of extra hours, if you will, and that means more questions and more concerns. How do you kind of navigate that rapid?
For me, I keep my kids busy, and keeping them busy isn't me entertaining them. It is go find something to do, go play, go outside. I think one of the things as parents that in today's generation that no other generation has had to deal with is the idea that screens are just available everywhere. And we've kind of gotten into this guilty parenting, like, everybody else's kid's on a screen. If I say no, my kids are going to be mad or upset. And so we just allow our kids this freedom to the world through a screen with no filters or limited filters. And so my kids aren't allowed to be on a screen during the day. They go and play. Now, I can tell you that when we first implemented this, and we did it years ago during the school year, they would come home from school and immediately want to turn on the TV. And I finally was like, okay, we're not doing this. So I shut off the TV and I said, we can only watch TV on the weekends. We're not doing it on school days. Oh, the first 2 weeks, I almost gave up because, please, oh, we're so bored, it's so hot, whatever. But I can tell you now, my kids don't even ask to watch TV. So parents, if you're listening, stick with it. Like, it won't take very long. A week or two of just saying, nope, go find something to do. And if you don't have something to do, here, I have this whole basket full of chores. Pick one out. And guess what? They go find something to do right away.
Ain't that a blip, huh? They all of a sudden, they were able to figure out where they wanted to be rather than cleaning the bathroom.
Exactly.
Very resourceful. What about folks? I want people to be able to reach out to you. Obviously, Give, Send, Go, wonderful platform, and I know many of my my listeners have participated in that. But what about this giver army you just mentioned? What is the best way for them to get involved with that?
So they can actually go to giverarmy.com. Okay. And read more about it there and sign up there if they're interested. They can also find it on the Give, Send, Go homepage. There's up at the top a tab that says Discover, and in that it'll say the Giver Army. And you can read more, and literally it's saying, I will give $5 a month. And I actually would have my children say, you have to invest something. Hey, yeah. You're going to clean the bathroom, and I'm going to give you $5. Yeah. Or, you know, and then you're going to earn this. So this is not just me giving the money. I want you to feel what it's like to be part of something, and then go back and go, wow, look at them. Because you get a report that tells you the impact that you had. And you're like, look, your money, your $5 from just cleaning the bathroom one day a week or whatever, you know, like, look at where your money went. And it really develops this sense of responsibility and empathy and all the things we really want our children, this next generation, to be.
I love it. Well, I got to tell you, Heather, I just appreciate everything that you do. I'm going to make sure I share the Giver Army page in particular on my social media. Anything that we can ever do to help you, please, please reach out to us. And I hope you don't mind. We're going to reach back out to you because I just want to keep helping you promote all of this.
Thank you so, so much. And again, likewise, if you ever need anything, you know where to find us, givesendgo.com. We love what you do and stand for as well, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And what a great way to bring your kids into it. So givesendgo.com, giverarmy.com, 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.